Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 13, we learned that brotherly love should never overlook sin. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
But the Greek word that is here for love in our text, let brotherly love continue, is the word Philadelphia. It's the same as that city in Pennsylvania, which is called the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia. Well, a lot of folks might question whether if they walk downtown Philadelphia at certain times of the evening, if it would be the City of Brotherly Love. But nonetheless, that's getting to be true about anywhere you go in America anymore, unfortunately. But the Greek word for Philadelphia is a compound word, philio, which speaks of human affection. It implies fondness, and it is a non-ethical, though perfectly legitimate form of love. Now, the word brother comes from the Greek word adelphos, meaning from the same womb. Now, the basis for Christian fondness and affection for one another is that they all came from the same source. We have one Father, and that Father is God. Now, the idea then is to love out of a common spiritual life and relationship. Now, let us think of a few scriptures in regard to this fact. In Romans 12:10, we read this: be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, ye not need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Then we read back there in John 13:34-35, that Jesus says, I'm commanding you. And here we're told we're taught of God. Of course, Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. The Word was God. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And we're taught of Him to love one another. This is an important Bible doctrine. In 1 Peter 1:22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, in other words, not faked, unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now, fervently and pure heart shows us that it's very specific in stating about how this love is to proceed. In other words, you have a lot of people saying, well, you know, you just overlook all these sins and just let them continue. Well, that's not the way the Bible spoke about it. The Bible has a much different view of love than what man does. Here he says it's a pure love, and there's purity that's involved. 2 Peter 1:7 says, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. So this brotherly love, this brotherly kindness, should be combined with godliness and charity, agape, the highest form of love. And it's so opposite of what some of these panty-waisted religionists identify as love. They take no stand against anything. Their gods seem to be toleration and accommodation of that which is false. And my friend, that is simply not of God. And those are false prophets who would teach you to walk in that direction. And that takes us in verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Now understand that this verse, verse 2, is in the context of brotherly love. Now that's going to be important to understand that as I teach this verse. It's in the context of brotherly love. Now, I've taught this before, and when I have, it makes some people upset with me. And I think this may be the first time I'm teaching it on radio, and so I may get a lot of people upset with me. I hope not. And it's not my goal, but my goal is to tell you the truth. And I hope that this will lead you into understanding of truth. But too often people have a preconceived notion of Hebrews 13:2, and that notion has a possibility of being true, but they reject any other idea which may seem to go against what is their preconceived notion. Now it says here, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Now, hospitality towards strangers was more common and vital in Bible days than they are today. Travel facilities were not as convenient as they are today. They didn't have accommodations as our modern-day motels, and so these was most often this was somebody's house or somebody's home, or it was somebody's business that they used that in addition to their home. So understand, it was not after the matter of motels that we think of today. And then in that day, Christians were often in danger of losing their life. And so too were those who opened their doors to them. And people were reluctant to accept them even with the offer of money. Now, being reluctant to accept a man of God is rebuked in 3 John verses 9 and 10. Listen as I read there. It says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Well, here's this guy Diotrephes. In that day, as some of these Christians were fleeing for their lives. Some were preachers, and their itinerary was taking them through there. They were going to plant a church somewhere else. And suddenly Diotrephes didn't like the hero worship, or not hero worship, but just the kind of kindness that the people of the church gave these folks. Things they did for him, he wanted it all for himself. And so he started exercising some authority he thought he had, and would not allow the people to keep these men. Well, that was wrong. Now we remember Mary and Joseph traveling and ending up in Bethlehem. They spent the night in a cave of the owner of the house. There was no room for them in the inn. Now, that spoke of no rooms in a guy's house who would rent rooms from time to time. Now, I'm sure that there were many that were coming to Bethlehem to be taxed, and this guy was probably full of guests. And seeing Mary with child, his compassions weren't completely lost, but he couldn't ask people that he'd already paid for room to leave. And so he thought, well, you know, that cave out back where I keep my animals, she can stay there just in case she births that baby tonight. So there was probably some compassion of some kind or another with this man. And I say that because sometimes we're quick to jump on it and say, yeah, there was no room for her in the inn. This guy had no compassion. If they'd given him enough money, they would have kicked somebody out and put him in there. And people want to condemn others. But the Bible doesn't tell us that that was his attitude. And there's nothing in the language to hint that was her attitude. And let's not be quick to pull the trigger when we see something, we don't understand it, we guess, and we tell it what we guess as the truth. That's not the truth. Now, I've said it many times. Had I read only the book of Genesis, I would have said Lot is unsaved and in hell. However, we read in 2 Peter that Lot was a righteous man, and he's in heaven. So, although my summation would have said he's in hell, it's a good thing I read 2 Peter, or I would have been telling the wrong thing. And I would have been giving my own thoughts as a fact, and that would not have been a fact. That would have been wrong. That would have been false. So again, let's be careful that we don't jump the gun on gossip. Now, what usually causes the problem is the next part of the verse. For thereby, some have entertained angels unawares. It's not necessarily meaning that the angel is referring to a spirit being that has taken on the form of a human, as we see in Genesis 18 and 19 in regard to Lot and Abraham. Now, the word angel itself means messenger. It is used to describe the pastors of the church in Revelations chapter 2 and 3. We also see it in Revelation 22 and 8 and 9. There it says, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel." Notice, he says the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. "Then saith he," that is this angel, "saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." Now when he said, "I am of thy fellow servant, and thy brethren the prophets," that spoke of humans. Saved humans are not brethren to the angels. Okay? So, he said, "Hey, I'm not only one of your brethren of the prophets, I'm a fellow servant." So evidently, this guy that's showing John all these things in the book of Revelation has the glorified body, and it is such that John starts to bow down and worship him. What will that glorified body be like in heaven that it would cause a man as the Apostle John to begin to fall down and worship? Wow, that must be some kind of a glorified body. Boy, I can't wait till that day comes. That'll be a great day, will it not? Oh, it will. So again, angels in the Bible is not always referring to ministering spirits that we think of from heaven. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
So the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.